Welcome back to another episode of Afternoon Delight. That was your best one, I think, yet. It's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor. And we're going to talk about the FPI. I don't know why, but we're going to talk about it.
Well, because everybody says, according to the FPI.
Yeah. So,
like, that gets brought up during every – that's going to be brought up between now and the end of SEC media days over and over and over. According to the FPI.
So, I want to be – happy about it, I guess, because Auburn came in at 22nd.
Yeah, a top 25
preseason FPI, which I think is, you know, anytime you can be on a list in the preseason, that means at least some people are looking at you like you may be able to do something. But the more I read into this FPI thing, the more confused I get.
Well, here's a plus and a bonus to it. You said it right when you and I were talking prior. Hit the over.
Well, let me explain. Okay, so the FPI has Auburn at 22, but then the same FPI then projects your potential win-loss record, and it has Auburn to go 6.6 wins to 5.4 losses. So if you're a betting person, smash the over because you're going to go over by a decimal.
Yeah, by a decimal point. Yeah.
But my thing is if that's Auburn's record, either 6-6 or 7-5, I don't think they're going to be 22nd. That's not a 22nd ranked team, is it?
No. I mean, you going up. I mean, they got Alabama at 8.5. Alabama ain't finishing 8th in the country at 8.5 wins. That just ain't going to happen.
That's crazy. Yeah. What does this mean?
And you got teams below Auburn, because again, Auburn comes in at 22. You got teams 8-3, SMU. Well, if they go over, that puts them in the playoffs. So they're not a number 25 or 24 team. You got other 8-win programs down there. So it's kind of odd the way they do. I don't know. Maybe this is just for preseason stuff only because it's going to constantly change because it's got, you know,
how much it feeds data in.
Yeah.
And whatnot.
Yeah, I guess so. Because, I mean, right now you got, I mean, right, Notre Dame, they got with, because they do 6-win percentage. Like, how likely are they have 6 wins? Notre Dame's only 100% they're going to have at least 6 wins. 100%.
What does it say now?
It says the 6-win percentage. If you go out there, like, how likely they
are.
They're 100% likely to have 6 wins.
Can you get that bet?
I mean,
it's pretty good odds. You're probably going to risk a lot to not win very much.
I mean, since I am a gambler, I'm probably going the other direction.
But it's 100%er.
Yeah.
I mean, so, why not?
I mean, Ohio State's 99.4%.
How does that work?
But somebody sitting in that room that came up with that was like, I don't know, man. They're not going undefeated.
So listen to this, Ben. The FPI.
Yeah.
Is basically tells you how many points your team would beat an average football team, which I don't know what the term average football team means, on a neutral field. So all these numbers you're seeing, like Ohio State, 28.7, that means Ohio State, after all these simulations and projections, their average, they're going to beat an average team on a neutral field by 28 points.
Yeah.
What is an average team? I guess an average team would be one who will not win. So like Rutgers, it looks Rutgers is the first team that goes negative. Like Rutgers, Rutgers would lose by 0.2 points. So dang, Kyle, how about you just think with your head, there's 120 teams, so it's probably going to be around the 60.
There's 138 on this list.
Okay, well, there you go. What's half of 138? That'd be average, wouldn't it?
I guess it goes down because, you know, you got negative numbers that are up here, so I guess you just go to the zero mark, which would
there
be
isn't – there isn't an actual zero?
Which would be – if we beat Cal or Minnesota.
Somewhere right between West Virginia and Rutgers is an average team.
Yeah. That's essentially it. Yeah.
That, I mean, this is the stupidest thing I've ever, now that I'm dug into it, this is the dumbest thing ever.
You know, and also if you're betting person, which these are not great odds, maybe you lay some money on it because you got a better chance of winning. Auburn's chances to make the national championship, 1.2%. To actually win it, 0.4%.
All right. So you're telling me there's a chance.
Listen, that's a positive because when you go down a little bit, there's starting with number 40. So if you're outside the top 40, you got a 0% chance or less.
We're on the board, baby.
Yeah. So, Auburn's – basically anybody in the top 25 has a chance to win the national title, according to the FBI.
Chance now, in quotation marks.
But the reason we bring this up is because this gets used all the time. I mean, even people that are not yet – this is at ESPN. This is on ESPN, ESPN.com. But CBS will use it. I mean, ABC will use, like all these football talking heads, Fox Sports, all these football talking heads over the next couple of weeks, especially leading into Big 12 media days, Big 10 media days, SEC media days, all this stuff. This is what's going to be brought up. Well, according to the FBI. Now, I do like the fact that they've got Auburn in the top 25 because some of the preseason poll rankings do not have Auburn anywhere near the top 25. But yet, if you go by Football Power Index, basically playing on a neutral site. So we got Baylor. Where's Baylor in this whole situation? That's a neutral game, even though it's calling it a home game for us, but it's going to be in Atlanta. So there's a neutral site game where they have Baylor on this
37.
List. Yeah, and they're still at 6.5 wins, so they're not even
– No. Oh, yeah, 6.5 wins. Yeah. 6.6 wins. So I guess by this math, if Baylor would beat an average team by 6.5 points and we'd beat an average team by 12 points, that means we're going to beat Baylor by
6 points.
6 points. Science.
This is how, baby. This is how you justify your gambling habit, isn't it? This is what you tell your wife when you lose money at the golf course. You're like, it's just science. I've got it all figured out. I do this. The thing is, it's not just Auburn, though, when we get talking about this, Kyle. I mean, I told you when you go to the top, I mean, of course, we probably have Ohio State. If you rank the top five, we probably got Ohio State up there at like number one or number two as well. And they got Texas at number two. And again, this goes back to me thinking he's going to have to prove me wrong, Arch Manning is. Manning's going to – I mean, because I just don't see it. And maybe I'd need to go down their schedule side by side like you and I did with Auburn to see where they get those wins from. Notre Dame up there at number three, and then followed up by Oregon, Georgia, Indiana, Miami, and Alabama, and then LSU and Texas Tech round out the top 10. So,
Auburn – about 22nd in the country puts us at 11th in the SEC based off this list.
Based off this list. And again, this is me booging, but when we went the side by side and we looked what we've got on the field, because we're not factoring in injuries or any of that stuff, I just think Auburn is a better program than that going into this year. And I know that people are going to laugh at that because of the last three seasons that we've produced, or the last five seasons, what Auburn has produced and the product they've put on the field. But I just got a different feeling about what we see out there this year, and it starts at the top.
Yeah. And the SEC is so good. I mean, I'm trying to.
Texas, Georgia, Alabama, LSU, A&M, Oklahoma, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Florida, Missouri, and then you get to Auburn, who's closely followed by South Carolina.
Who do you bump out to say Auburn deserves is going to be better or just as good? I can probably make an argument for them to be as high as maybe eighth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Like ahead of Tennessee, Florida, and Missouri. That's about as.
So you're taking out Florida, Tennessee, and Mizzou, who's just ahead of us?
Yeah, I think maybe you could make an argument for them to be higher than those guys. I mean, I guess the computers say different, but if you're just talking about, if you're asking me who I would say Auburn's to start the season, do I feel like may have the upper hand? I would say Auburn over those three.
All right. Well, let me give you another potential then, because there have been people that have said Auburn could hit, because I definitely put Florida in there because it got to be, because we've talked about how Auburn's schedule shakes out. There are a lot of pundits going Auburn, look out for Auburn if they start 5-0. There are a lot of people thinking Auburn could possibly start 5-0. If Auburn starts 5-0, go back and redo that exercise, and who do you put them ahead?
If Auburn starts 5-0,
do you put them above everybody and just put them like right behind Alabama? You put them over?
No, I mean,
A&M, Oklahoma. Because
you play Georgia the very next game. I mean, I'd probably may move them up one spot. It would depend on how everybody else played.
Okay.
But I would feel good. I would feel good about them if they win those five. I feel good about them against Ole Miss. Feel good about them against LSU. I don't know if I'd put them ahead of them. But I feel a lot better about those games.
Yeah.
You know?
What if Auburn starts 6-0 with that Georgia game, if Auburn does beat Georgia?
Then we're number one, baby. We won't lose.
They jump. They literally jump from 22 all the way up to one.
Because you haven't beat it. Because you still wouldn't – if you start out 5-0,
yeah,
you would have beaten three middle-tier SEC teams. Like, you haven't knocked off one of those top guys.
Right.
If you can beat Georgia in Athens, you can beat anybody.
Mm.
So.
I agree with you. I just, again, when it comes down to, you know, FPI and you look at it, and especially the way they rank, I mean, you got, as I said, you got Texas at 9.8 wins at number two. And you got guys under them that have 10 wins. So how do you rank Texas ahead of the 10-win programs? Like, it's just kind of – it's odd the way they did it here.
And yeah, I don't know how those numbers – now, I guess – okay, I think I get it now. And it makes it even more irrelevant, I think. The FPI – again, the FPI is – putting you up against an average football team, whereas the projected rankings are taking you versus whoever you're playing and their FPI against teams that are considered average. So that's why Texas could beat the crap out of an average team, but they may have a couple of more of those really tough teams.
Red River
schedule. I haven't looked at their schedule that could result in losses. So the projected win loss is just taking into account that it's just projecting wins and losses, whereas the FPI is strictly only how bad you would beat an average team. So every game that's going to update, it's going to collect more data, and that's those numbers are going to update. So if Auburn were to start 5-0, that 12 may go to a 20. You know, and then now Auburn's jumped up to the, you know, top 10 in the FPI. And it also may then change some of the projected wins, loss. Bottom line is this, I think there's at least some credibility to these lists, just pointing out some of the strengths that Auburn has and the way the schedule sets up that Auburn could potentially start off hot, which I talked about in my show this morning. And I don't think that's like a super huge step out either.
No. I will say that if you're a fan of Michigan State, West Virginia, or Rutgers, it sucks because you can't beat anybody.
Yeah, you can only beat teams that are below average.
Yes, exactly.
Unless it's at home, and then you can maybe beat a team that's slightly above average.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I've seen it every year, and you hear the notations from the pundits that say according to the FPI, and now that we sit down and we break it down, I do like the make the national championship odds or percentages, not odds. I shouldn't say odds. I should say percentages. Winning the national championship percentages and the projection win loss, Kyle, is kind of right on par with kind of what we see out in Vegas. So maybe that's where these guys are getting their numbers from. I don't know. It's got to be some sort of formula that's plugged in, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's computer-based. Boy, what a snoozer of a show, of a show this is.
No, because everybody's going to hear this for the next, literally, yeah, the next 6 weeks. That's all they're going to hear, because that's all anybody's got to go on going into the season. And then once, you know, once we get underway, I'm sure when these numbers start getting put, then all of a sudden that's going to, it's going to be cool to bookmark this, because it's just going to go haywire after that.
I just don't understand why your win total over an average team is significant. Like, what, how is that? Who said that that is a significant metric to track? Like, that is just so random to me.
I guess because that's the control in this scenario, because nobody's played a game yet. So
now
that's,
you're talking, now you're talking crazy stuff. We're talking about controls and experiments and stuff like that. I don't like all that. You're a radio guy. You can't talk about stuff like that.
But in this scenario, that's the control, is you got to just take an average team. You can't, you know, you can't say, well, how would Auburn do if they played Jack State 10 times? Like, you can't go with a subpar team. You got to go with, you know, somebody that's just average. So,
better watch it. Jack State may not be an average team. I'm just saying.
I mean, no, they're below average according to this.
Are they?
I don't know. They're not on there.
101. Yeah, they're below average.
Well, well below average. I mean, poor Troy, who's probably going to have
right just a little bit better.
Yeah.
Southern Miss is a negative 5.1 dog to an average team.
I know.
So we should beat them by 17, 18 points.
You know,
and, y'all writing this down? I mean, this is big time stuff right here that we're big time stuff that we're dropping right now.
The thing that's a little frustrating as an Auburn fan is you look at some of these teams down there towards the bottom that we've had trouble with through the years, and I mean, dead last at 138 is UL Monroe, and they give us a time at home every friggin' year.
Really?
And they're dead last.
I feel like we've covered every time we've played them recently. Are you thinking about the right? Are you thinking about the same team?
I mean, the Warhawk, yeah, we have. But I'm just saying that you would think automatic blowout.
Hey, like, how about New Mexico State right there at 129?
Yeah, that's
New Mexico and Georgia State at 127.
Who and New Mexico State's a 15.5-point dog to an average team.
Yeah, and they put it on.
Auburn's supposed to be above average. They're 12 points above average. So, I mean, you're looking at, we played them right now, the line's 25.5. Do we cover?
In theory.
Do we cover?
We didn't cover the last one versus them. Yeah. I don't care. I know we're joking about the FPI. The bottom line is I think people are starting to recognize that the between the continuity, the quarterback, you know, your whole offensive staff, a lot of the offensive nucleus of that explosive offense last year at South Florida, and then you throw in the defensive side as well on top of the beginning of Auburn's schedule, and Auburn can make some noise. And I think that's pretty much the whole point of this conversation, maybe.
Well, I the start of it is what really got me when you brought this up, though, is Auburn being in the top 25 in the FPI, because I think that's a good start. And then you kind of control your own destiny from there, because there have been people that have said Auburn's not going to be in the top 25, and it's almost like if the season ended today. Let me ask you that. Season ends today. Are you happy being ranked number 22 in the country? Forget all the other stats out there beside it.
Hold that thought. Let me look at last year. I don't want to look at the FPI. Let's go to AP poll 2025.
To end the season or to begin
the season? End the season. The 22nd team was Houston. Let's look at like a comparable team. Michigan was 9-4 at 21. So that means you'd be 9-4 or 8. Yeah, let's just go 9-4. You went 9-3 or 8-4 in the regular season, won a bowl game, or 9-3 and lost your bowl game. That's about where we would be.
You go 9-3, you're in the playoffs.
Well, clearly not, because Michigan went 9-3 and they weren't in the playoffs. This was last year.
Do you think in the SEC you go 9-3, you're in the playoffs?
Vanderbilt didn't. I know it's Vanderbilt, but
that's why.
Texas didn't.
Yeah, that was probably that was the talk at the end of the season.
Why didn't Oklahoma Texas? Did.
Yeah.
No, I'm.
But are you okay with number 22 in the country?
If number 22 in the country is 9-4, then yes, I think that would be a good season.
Okay. No, I agree. That's what it comes down to. Like, you see this now, and when people start complaining at the end of the year, it's like you can go back to the scenario. You can go back to this episode. You can say, are you happy if I told you right now you end the season at number 22?
How about this question? Would you rather go 8-4 and win a bowl game or 9-3 and lose the bowl game?
9-3 and lose the bowl game.
I think so, too. That wasn't as hard as I thought it would be.
You thought I'd argue with you on that one?
I thought you might. But, I mean, yeah, you'd win 9 SEC games. I mean 9 games. And that means you probably went – if you have 9 SEC games out of 12, that means you went 6-3 in the league.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty sick.
Yeah, I've gotten to the point when it comes to bowl games that
– unless it's the Pop-Tart Bowl. Then I want to go 8-4 and win the Pop-Tart Bowl.
You got a good point there. Yeah. Yeah, one of the guys up here that works, he's a Notre Dame fan. He said, I'm glad we snubbed the Pop-Tart Bowl. And I'm like, you suck at life. Everybody needs to go to the Pop-Tart Bowl. Yeah. I was like, that ranks on my list. That needs to be one of the championship bowl games when they expand the playoffs.
I agree.
I will say this because it when you mentioned that scenario, because you still got some of the older generation that they want to win the bowl game, they want to go. I've never been a huge bowl fan because you're going to draw who you draw. I mean, it's not like it's something that's pre-scheduled. I love bowl practice and bowl season because you can get guys in there to get some work that necessarily maybe didn't get work throughout the season. When it comes to the results of the bowl game, my life going into spring is not hinging on the results of the bowl game. It doesn't move the needle for me. And especially now that the playoffs have gotten to what they are and going to expand, the bowl game just doesn't mean a whole lot to me, except for the fact that you get guys doing things in certain positions that couldn't do that during the regular season. So I use it more as maybe a teaching tool than I'd care if we win it or don't win it, unless we're in the playoffs. And then, of course, you want to win to move on. That bowl game actually does count.
No doubt. All right. I think that's it for today. Hopefully tomorrow – there could be some news tomorrow we could talk about.
This just didn't light your fire, did it?
No. After I started talking about it, I immediately wanted to start over.
I just want to go on record. This was your idea.
Apologies to everyone listening. What a snoozer if you've made it this far. All right, guys, let us know what you think about the FBI. We'll talk again tomorrow right here. More Eagle.
More damn Eagle.